Hello. We can go on to some news items now. A bit of sport, or at least physical activity, as the Norwich Road Race is hailed as success. And then a few of Norwich City's players feature on the football international front this week. That's on the ground, but in the sky you have the vision of a red moon. And there's a nostalgic exhibition recalling the USA Air Force presence during the war. In the county, news of Thetford Forest at Halloween and progress of duelling the A47. The organisers of Run Norwich are celebrating a record-breaking race with 7,800 runners, nearly 1,000 more than in 2024. The city welcomed the 10th edition of the run on a very sunny Sunday morning. Competitors followed a 10-kilometre route which took them past some of Norwich's biggest landmarks, including Norwich Castle, Carrow Road Football Stadium and Norwich Cathedral. Coming in first place in the men's race was Marshall Smith of Ashford Athletics Club with a time of 31 minutes and 28 seconds. He was closely followed by Danny Adams from City of Norwich Athletics Club with a time of 32.17, and Harry Alcock, also of City of Norwich Athletics Club, who came in at 32.41. Holly Archer continued her winning streak for the women's race with a time of 35.34. She was followed by Mabel Beckett, with a time of 36.42, and Eleanor Grubb, who came in at 37.02. Just under 7,800 runners took part in the sold-out race, the highest number of starters in the event's history.
A vision-impaired runner took on Run Norwich. Chris Waller, 57, from Sheringham, tackled the 10-kilometre course to raise funds for sight loss charity Vision Norfolk. He was joined by a sighted guide who he met whilst participating in the Sheringham Park Run. Despite being diagnosed with type 2 Usher syndrome in his 20s, Mr. Waller has always been an avid runner and completed the London Marathon around 15 years ago, when his sight loss was less severe. Now he is part of Vision Norfolk's 220 Challenge, which aims to raise £220,000 during the charity's 220th year.
Norwich City had 12 players representing their country during the international period, including Kenny McLean and Josh Sargent. McLean returned to Steve Clark's squad after being omitted from their summer matches against Iceland and Liechtenstein. Scotland faced Denmark and Belarus in crucial World Cup qualifiers, with ex-Canaries Angus Gunn, Grant Hanley and Billy Gilmore also named in the squad. Match winner Josh Sargent was recalled to the USA squad after Mauricio Pochettino cited footballing reasons for leaving him out of his Gold Cup selection over the summer.
People across the region had their cameras to the skies as a bright red moon rose above the horizon. But this was on Monday evening, just a day after the long-awaited blood moon lunar eclipse on Sunday. The Earth aligned with the Sun and Moon for the first time in 3 years, just after 7 p.m. on Sunday, creating a shadow with a reddish haze. Sky gazers were initially excited to see clear skies forecast for the eclipse, but when the time came, the phenomenon was covered by clouds. Thankfully, when the moon rose on Monday, it still looked very full and red. Photographers headed out to capture it on film, and social media was flooded with images of the celestial body from all along the coast, from Lowestoft to Sheringham.
It'll be a great opportunity to discover more about the extraordinary time of the Friendly Invasion, when American servicemen and women arrived in Norfolk during the Second World War, and the communities which welcomed them. There's a fascinating program of free events in Norwich running at the Forum from Friday the 12th until Sunday the 21st of September during Heritage Open Days. Silver Wings, presented by the Forum in partnership with the American Library, was awarded almost £60,000 by the National Lottery Heritage Fund to preserve and collect the untold and forgotten stories of the British civilians and US servicemen and women who were thrown together in the war. Group Captain Richard Middleton, RAF, retired, chairman of the Memorial Trust of the 2nd Air Division, US Army Air Force, says the Memorial Trust, through the American Library, is delighted to be working with the Forum Trust to bring the Silver Wings exhibition to the Forum to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War and the US Army Air Force's presence in Norfolk. Some 50,000 American men and women were stationed in Norfolk at any one time. The American presence had a lasting effect on the landscape and social and cultural life of the county. The American Library is a permanent memorial to the sacrifice and an enduring link between the peoples of the USA and East Anglia, he said. There's something to interest all at the Silver Wings exhibition.
Thetford Forest is to be transformed into a Halloween wonderland, as further details of a spooky event have been revealed. Forestry England High Lodge is hosting a new illuminated Halloween trail at High Lodge from October the 23rd to November the 1st. The experience will be packed with an abandoned glowing pumpkin farm, haunted graveyards with skeletons and Victorian lampposts, creepy installations and giant webs crawling with neon spiders. The night begins at a lively funfair, buzzing with games, rides and seasonal treats, including bewitched burgers, freaky fries and steaming hot toddies. Matthew Findlay, Director of Live Experiences at RG Live, said, "There's a certain magic to Thetford Forest after dark, the kind that makes every rustle in the trees feel like the part of the show. The brand new trail surrounds visitors with ghostly encounters, dramatic lighting and atmospheric effects that keep you guessing what's around the next bend. From the headless horseman to drifting spirits and eerie graveyards, it's a Halloween experience where nature itself feels alive with mystery. Tickets are available to book now."
Bosses, behind a £300 million duelling scheme on the A47, say they're delighted with progress after a year of construction and that the road could be finished ahead of schedule. Work to dual 5.5 miles of the road between Easton and North Tuddenham has just entered its second year, with new photographs published to reveal the scale of the project which motorists don't get to see. National Highways and contractors Galliford Try say good weather has helped progress on the project, which includes the creation of two junctions at Wood Lane and Norwich Road, plus 8 new bridges. Many of those projects are nearing completion, while construction of a bridge over the River Tud and its floodplain has just begun. Chris Griffin from National Highways said, "We're now a year in and the whole landscape has changed. We've had really good weather and we're making really good progress." The signs about the work state the project is due to open in summer 2027. But Mr. Griffin said he was optimistic, if progress continues at the current pace, that it could be ready for spring that year.